It's a great honor to be here, being a part of those that were hearing the messages, receiving the love from everyone that's here, just being with God's people has been a great blessing to me. Seeing loved ones that are doing well, that's good. I hope that you've all enjoyed the various things that have been talked about. I know that there have been a lot of things that have been added to my thoughts, my understanding, things I need to study, things that I need to look at, things that I need to consider. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many times I've heard different things, and I'm still thinking about the subject I had on my mind last week for those that were in Midland, so I'll just give y'all a heads up. But the things that have been said, even though I've heard a lot of different things since I was a kid, those messages still ring true. And those thoughts still bring a comfort to my life, even though I might have heard it a dozen, hundred, thousands of times, different things in different ways that have just encouraged my life. I'm getting a little cotton mouth, so bear with me. Now the thought that I had last week and the things that I've been studying and the things that I've been thinking about and you'll all know a little bit about it because we live in an age where we send and we receive a lot of messages and we tend to have a lot of messages and we have Facebook and we have texting and we have phone calls and we have email and we have not only that but we have communication one between another and words that we talk about and things that we discuss and well those are all messages and not only that but the messenger that the server that messages it or brings it to you and so we all have a messenger and so messengers and messages or messages is more or less what I've been thinking about for about the last 3 weeks. And it may be dull to those that have heard part of what I've said. And then again, it may be inspiring. It may be gratifying to think about the messages that you've heard throughout your lifetime and the things that the things that you've really enjoyed and the things that you've loved. But that's what I'm going to think about and that's what I'm going to talk about today. And I just kind of wanted to get y'all started thinking about that in a way and think about those things. But I'm gonna read here in 1 John from the that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, where the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. I'm going to stop right there and look at that for just a second. I'm going to continue reading in a minute. But think about that which was from the beginning, and they talked about the beginning, in the beginning God. What a beautiful thought that is, in the beginning God, that pretty much defines everything that we need to understand. It was God, it wasn't man, it wasn't me, it wasn't us, it was God. And it has always been God. And And then it continued, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon. We've actually seen that which was from the beginning. And we've beheld him with our eyes, and we've looked upon him, and we've beheld him. Eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Isn't that a beautiful message? That you might have fellowship with us. That you might have fellowship with the apostles, with the disciples, with the early Christians. That you might have that same message, that you might feel that same comfort of love. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So that the two things, the beautiful thoughts in him, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. So this is the message. Now, just like with any other message that we have today, text message gets held up or whatever. Some people are not going to receive this message simply because they don't have a server, they don't have internet, they don't have whatever, the means to receive the message. It's not going to get through. Kind of like what I've heard about a radio station. A radio station can send out a signal all day long, but unless there's a receiver on the other end, the message is not going to get through. It's not going to be heard. And hopefully, you're able and capable of hearing the message once that it is delivered through the means of the messenger. And I think about the messengers, the different messengers, the prophets, the priests, the kings that were in the historical lineage of the Jews and of the various ones that gave a prophecy for the Messiah and for God, for the love that they knew, and the Psalms. And I think about all of those different messengers and messages, and I look at, and as I looked in talked about in Midland, the messengers that came to Job, and you know, who wants to bring those kind of messages to anybody? You know, your business is wiped out. Your land's gone. The enemy's come and they've destroyed everything that you have. And worst of all, your children are all dead. Who wants to bring that kind of message? One, the messenger, the employees are out of a job. The messenger, the children, the friends of the family, they're just as tore up about it as Job would have been, I think. And you look at the messenger, but you got to deliver the message. And sometimes we hear messages in our church service that we really don't want to hear. You know, you've been talking about duty for 2 weeks now. What is going on? Why do I need to hear another message about my duty and my responsibility to the church? Why do I need to hear another subject about not being lustful or not being prideful or not being... Why do I need to hear another subject on that line? You know, and I think about another messenger that had that situation, and he went down to Nineveh, and he just went on down there, right? No, he didn't even want to go. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to deliver that message. One, he didn't even like those people. He didn't really get along with them. They were enemies to the Jews. And he went the other way. And sometimes our messengers have went the other way. And I've went the other way. Went out of my way not to talk to someone about Jesus Christ. Went out of my way to not talk to someone about their losses, about their condition, about their situation. I've gone out of my way to refrain or keep myself back and not be the deliverer of a message that I knew needed to be delivered. And sometimes we're guilty of that. Sometimes we're guilty of not delivering a message that is needful in the sake of being a hopefully a good friend. But in retrospect, to not talk about and to be honest with a friend is deceitful. I look at John a little more, and I look at the message that he's giving here. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Consider that. And I've mentioned this before. God doesn't have a shadow. He is light and all light. There's nothing shining on him creating a shadow. He is light. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And you know, some people look at these next few verses here and think of those as being a kind of a measuring stick to measure if someone's going to heaven or hell. But in reality, these are measuring sticks for you and me to see if we measure up as a Christian. This then, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Well, I personally prefer his word in me, because I've heard some of my words, and they're not. I've worked for Pipeline for 40 years, and I've worked in the fire service for 25, and I've worked with some pretty rough characters over those years, and so a lot of the things that I've heard and talked about have not always been pleasant. And I'm not judging. I'm saying perhaps some of you have been in that situation before. But this is a way stick, or this is a measuring stick for me. Is the light in me? That's a question for me. That is the light in me? Now, we think of, and you know, we're talking about different messages and things, and the message, those are difficult messages to bring out. That, you know, perhaps I'm not living the way I'm supposed to be, or I'm not doing the things that I need to be doing, but I want you to think about, what is the one message that you never get tired of hearing? The very one message that you never, and it's been through the whole theme pretty much of the meeting. And I'm going to read just a little bit before it. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In this the children are manifest. The children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message. There's another message here in John that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. I never get tired of people coming up to me and saying, you know, Brother Joe, I love you. Or one of my sisters calling me or saying, I love you. I never get tired of that. And that is the message that we've had from the Father from the beginning. In Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. Over in Malachi, we find out that the messenger is coming, and that he is going to reveal unto us the covenant. The message is love. The message is Christ. And I know there's a lot more to this, and I'm not going to take up any more time. And I hope that you would pray for Brother Don and consider the things that I've said and continue to pray for the meeting and just continue to pray for one another and love one another.